bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Monday, a total solar eclipse took place and was visible all around the United States. The eclipse took 1 hour and 8 minutes for the moon's shadow to traverse the country in parts of 15 different states. The skies of Texas, Indianapolis, and Cleveland were darkened and were just some of the places that viewers could experience the total eclipse. Mazatlan, a city in Mexico's Pacific coast, was the first city to experience the totality earlier on Monday. The places around the United States that were squarely along the line of the path of the totality saw the eclipse for about 3 to 4 minutes, according to NASA. The next solar eclipse will not be visible in the United States until August of 2024, where totality will occur over North Dakota and Montana. In Alaska, there will be another total solar eclipse in March of 2033 that will shine partially over the United States. Fox News explained what exactly a solar eclipse entails.
So an eclipse is when the Earth and the Moon and the Sun all line up exactly so that the Moon blocks the light from the Sun. It just so happens that the Moon is exactly the right size so that when it is positioned correctly, we can get that totality of blockage.
Audio provided by Fox News. Former President Donald Trump is seeking to delay the start of his trial in his New York criminal case again. This time, Trump is suing the judge just 1 week before jury selection begins. On Monday, in a pair of sealed filings, Trump asked an appellate court for a change of venue in his case and for a gag order that would prevent Trump from commenting publicly. The documents are not public, but are in an online court database that appears under the headers Change of Venue and Stay. The trial was originally scheduled for March 25th, but has since been delayed already to April 15th after Trump's lawyers complained that evidence related to the case was turned over late. In that case, Trump's lawyers blamed Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for the issue. Trump's lawyers have also urged that he can't get a fair trial in Manhattan after citing a survey that they commissioned that was taken on New Yorkers. Here's what CNN had to say about some more developments in the case.
Well, the judge overseeing Trump's criminal case in Manhattan, he has rejected this last-minute bid to delay the case, but arguing that it should wait until after the Supreme Court rules on Trump's presidential immunity claim in the federal January 6th case. Now, the New York case, that's about allegations he falsified business records to cover up an affair with a porn star. So it's unlikely presidential immunity would apply.
Audio provided by CNN. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice concluded that Elon Musk is a target in an ongoing investigation over the dissemination of fake news. A separate investigation was opened late Sunday into the executive for alleged obstruction. In the justice's decision, he noted that Musk began a public disinformation campaign on Saturday regarding the top court's actions and continued the following day. Most notable, the comments his social media company X, formerly Twitter, would cease to comply with the court's orders to block certain accounts. Musk will be investigated for alleged intentional criminal instrumentalization of his app X as a part of an investigation into a network of networkers who allegedly spread defamatory fake news and threats against Supreme Court justices. The new investigation will look into whether Musk engaged in obstruction of the criminal organization. He has not commented on X about the latest developments as of late Sunday. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.